Drum roll, please. Yeah. Right? Love it. Hello. Welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download from your Play Store an app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Once you download it, go to radio and then go to search and put in WWGH, okay? And that app will remain on your phone like your other apps, okay? If you would like to call in with any questions or like to make any comments in reference to the show that we will be doing today, please call 740-383-9944. Today is September the 14th of 2021. Can you believe we're in September already?
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Half gone. It's the 15th. Well, yeah. Tomorrow's the 15th.
Yeah.
That'll be half gone. Wow. Anyway, like I said yesterday, hopefully those of you have your Christmas list ready. We only have 108 days left.
Well, let's not.
Yes.
Discuss Christmas yet.
Yes. 108 days. You know, people start shopping like October, and that's only a couple of weeks away. So, hey.
I have to shop for myself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I have a few grandchildren. Most of them are grown, right?
Yeah.
I have a great-grandbaby. We only have one of them and one on the way. Well, thank you anyway for tuning in to A Voice of a People. My guest today is Jeff Porter. He's the author of Expressions of the Last Days.
Let's get the name right here.
I know. Jeff. J-E-F-F.
Only been here
Porter.
For 6 years now.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, I really liked how you started out last week as a fill-in for me when you talked about, I don't know, it just popped up on my mind how you talked about how people had the wrong impression of you when you were driving the bus and
yeah.
You know, the wrong impression. And a lot of times people do get the wrong impression of us because they really don't know us.
Really try to get to know you.
Right, right. And I thought that was really life-changing, what you said, some of the things.
I had just gotten off the streets not long before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying too hard, I think, to please people.
Right.
You know, and making a lot of jokes and talking too much and stuff like that. And they got the impression that I was some kind of entertainer, I guess, you know. And they wanted me to tell jokes all the time. And when a couple of years into it, it's like, okay, I think I'm just going to relax and be myself. But they wouldn't hardly let me.
Right, right. They wanted you to be that guy that you pretended to be, right?
Right.
You know, we all do that sometimes. We pretend to be something and somebody that we're not. I say I have to turn this phone off again. Because people just will not stop calling, will they?
I had a bogus call a couple days ago. This guy said that I was... I had won $2 million in a contest, you know. And blah, blah, blah. He had this all figured out, you know. Here's your confirmation number and all this stuff. And so I let him go on for a while. I'm just waiting on him to say, but you have to pay this and that, you know. You have to pay something.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he comes along and he says, but you have to buy this registration card. It's only $800. I said, well, you're going to have to take that out of my $2 million because I don't have no $800.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You see, and you know absolutely it's a bogus call because he says, well, how much can you pay? So I don't think this conversation is going anywhere, sir. So I just hung up, you know.
Right, right.
But he kind of had me going for a second, but, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, they say it probably is, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many, what they call spam.
Yeah.
Out there. Wrong, you know, people that's trying to steal from people.
Shysters.
Yeah, trying to steal. Take your money, your life earnings in.
So I decided then, since then, I am not answering the phone unless it has a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless they can leave a voicemail if it's very, very important.
Right.
They can leave a voicemail, no problem. I can call them back.
Right.
You know. But I'm tired of those bogus calls, you know. There's so much of this iniquity going on, you know.
Huh.
Sin.
We
just
haven't
pure
seen
sin.
Anything yet.
Yeah.
Fasten
true.
Your seatbelts.
Yeah, really.
Haven't seen anything yet. Well, Jeff Porter is the author of Expressions of the Last Days.
Yes.
And he is a frequent here at WWGH on my show, A Voice of a People. But, you know, I'm also a studier of the last days also, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. And I just listened to Babylon, the Mystery Babylon. And this mm-hmm. young man was saying it was the United States of America, and he went through Revelation and how it describes it.
Yeah.
It was us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was us. So, and
Fallen is Babylon.
Which means confusion.
Well, Babylon could also represent just the unsaved world out there, the world that rejects Christ, rejects God. Thinks it can get along by itself on its own, which it has not been able to do, you know, considering all the wars, you know, all the misunderstandings, and of course we had the miserable dictators that tried to take over, you know, Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin, people like that. So Babylon could be the unbelieving world, but you know, yeah, a lot of people think that Babylon is America. It could be.
It could be.
You know,
all the proof.
It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, all the proof he had, and where we really sit as a nation, you know, and number one, Babylon means confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, can I say we're confused over here? Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Take the shot. Don't take the shot.
I was just at Polaris.
Were you?
The mall. And I like to go to Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. in there. You know, you walk down that sidewalk and go in there. And they have a sign on the door that says, mask required. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have one.
Oh.
You know, but I went in anyways. I figured they'd give you one, you know. Sure enough, here they come and hand you a mask. I said, sir, we require that you wear a mask in here. So I put it on. She said, you know, the governor requires this. Well, the governor dropped the mask mandate a long time ago. You don't have to wear a mask.
I thought they reinstated it, though.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I think they reinstated it. I think so.
What, inside?
Yeah. It's really their right to say, okay, you can't come in here without one, because they want the people who are in the store to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Whatever store it is, you know, when you're in contact with people, only because of resurgence of this virus, and now I hear something else is on the way. So I really don't know. I don't like to gamble with my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've had enough sickness in my day, and I truly don't want something else.
Yeah.
Because of negligence, you know, even on my part, you know. So I try to wear a mask when I go in the store myself now.
You do?
Yeah, because they say even though you've had the shot doesn't mean you cannot
get it. I've been vaccinated, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they say if you do get it, it'll keep you from dying, so, whew.
Well,
I don't know what to say.
The amount of people that die from it is, I mean, you know, if you get it, there's a very low percentage of people that die from it.
Well, my cousin, Alex Reese, he was on the respirator out at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, I guess it was really, really bad. And I think the past 3 or 4 days he turned toward the better. Praise
yeah.
God. Yeah, he had COVID.
Good.
So people are still getting it, you know, and passing it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I guess we all have different opinions about it.
Of course, and that's the confusion about it.
Yeah.
It's just confusion.
So
right?
What are they doing with school kids with this?
Well, you know, the parents didn't want to wear their kids to wear a mask, but they have to wear a mask. Close contact.
Yeah.
Not only that, you have parents that have it, send their kids to school, then they give it to somebody else. So right now it's just take precautions. That's what I say. And just be wise about our lives and, you know, how we conduct ourselves and where we go and how we go, right?
Don't sneeze on people.
There you go. There's another one. There you go. Mm. Well, we do have proof that the mask was a great asset to us last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because a lot of us didn't get the flu or colds or things like that, you know, and not only that, when we were closed and shut down, the sky even turned bluer from all the pollution. You know, it's just for a downtime. Didn't you remember that?
Yeah, I've heard him say that.
Yeah. So it was a plus. It was really a plus. So let us move on.
Yeah. Okay.
Let us move on from that, okay, because that's going to be around.
Yeah, it's going to be here for a while, isn't it?
Right. And right now, there are no solutions. You can't satisfy anybody with your answers or, you know, however you may feel about
it. Well, I don't see what the big deal is about getting vaccinated. I just don't see why people are... The only thing I can tell you is that I think that people are just trying to tell the government, you can't tell us what to do.
Well,
and I don't know if that's why they're so reluctant to get vaccinated or what.
I think it's a part of it. We have all these rights over here in the United States. And
Yeah,
you have a right to die, but you don't have a right to kill me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I look at it like that also. That's where I wear my mask.
Okay.
That's why I wear my mask, okay? So, now, I had eternity also on my mind. And you said that you wanted to come with the UFOs. We have a question or something to talk about?
Oh, Terry handed me a note that said 98% of the new hospitalizations and death cases are from unvaccinated people.
Yeah, I believe that.
So,
did you all hear that, who refused to take the vaccination? You are getting the virus way more than those of us who have been vaccinated.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Otherwise, why do we do it, right?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit more about Afghanistan, not much, but I was just going to say what I've heard on the radio. There's at least 100 American citizens still in Kabul that are trying to get out. Their lives are in danger. And I just pray for them. Ask God to help them. I'd hate to be stuck in there like that with the Taliban, you know, with a gun to your throat. So they said that the special forces said the situation just keeps getting worse. So I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, I hope the military can get in there and get those people out soon. The Taliban is pretty much taken over.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was obvious, especially when the president left, you know. I think he beat the other people from leaving, you know what I'm saying? So what can you say about that? You know, there was really...
Well, they would have went after him first.
Yeah, and he what they say, he got hat and left.
Yeah.
Yeah,
didn't even look for his hat.
No, he just left, and that left the people destitute. It really did. Because when the leadership goes, who do you have to look for?
Yeah.
You know,
like I said, I believe that they should have gotten the civilians and the workers out first, and then the military.
I think after saying that we were going to close it down.
Maybe they shouldn't have announced it either.
No, I think that was the safest thing right there. Otherwise, they were waiting on them to come and take
them.
You know,
they should have just went ahead and start withdrawing them and not said anything.
Yeah, but... You know, everybody wants to know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people in the United States. It's like, you know, the president has to tell us every little thing that he's doing or going to do, you know.
Yeah.
So there was no protection. I don't think there was no, after all that, there was no easy way to withdraw. I just don't see how there would be because they were waiting on him.
Well, like I said,
come over there and get their people. Yeah, we're waiting on you.
It should have been more secretive, I think, but...
Well, can't undo it now.
No, it's too late now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the only way that you could really guarantee of getting them out is to do a reinvasion. It's about the only thing.
Oh, I hope we don't have to do that, but... hopefully they can get the 100 people.
Oh, they won't do that.
Yeah, that are left over there. And then again, even though he said he was coming, like we talked last time you were here, they didn't leave.
Who?
The American people. He told them in his address that he was going to do that, you know, in that war.
Well, did they have a chance? Did they have aircraft waiting on them?
Take a plane. How'd you get over there? You know what I mean? I mean, this was in January.
Oh.
But Americans don't believe anything. Well, we'll just wait.
Yeah.
They'll come and get us. They'll do this. They'll do that. You know, so. Wow. What can you say? They're going to be the same way when Christ come back. They don't believe he's coming. Let me see that. They don't believe he's coming, right?
They don't believe who's coming?
God.
Oh,
they don't believe Christ is coming back.
Of course not. They don't believe in him in the first place.
So how do you think they're going to act then? Are we going to be saying, Lord, well, why didn't you give him a little bit more time? And
I mean, look how long God's been shaking this earth and causing natural disasters and so on, trying to warn the world that that the tribulation's approaching.
Yeah, people don't take warnings serious.
No.
They don't believe anything.
They don't want to.
No, they don't believe anything.
Like I said, I had that relative tell me, because I was talking quite a bit about the last days to her, and she goes, I don't believe that. There's too many good people left in the world. Mm. And so, you know, I would expect that from them, though. That's the kind of attitude they have. But it's just like, you know, all of the other prophets, like when Babylon invaded Israel, and Israel was under their thumb, and it was due to the judgment of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the king of Israel tried to make an alliance with Egypt to attack back and get Israel's freedom back, and Jeremiah went to the king and said, don't do this. You're under the judgment of God. You're just going to make things worse.
Right.
You know, and he went, he wrote a letter to the king. King threw it in the fire. So they went ahead and made the alliance, and then Babylon reinvaded Israel, no problem.
Right.
And took all the king and his family out in the streets and speared them to death.
Mm.
They sure listened to their warnings real good, didn't they?
That's what I'm saying. You can warn people, but they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we're living in that day.
Yep.
Where people don't believe the truth.
Nope, not
they'd
at
rather,
all.
They'd rather receive a lie. It's, that makes more sense to me, this lie that I'm hearing, you know. But here is the truth. We're living in the last days. No one wants to believe that. I can't say no one. But people say, I don't think we're in it yet, but we are really close.
No, that's true. I remember the very first interview I did with this station with Scott Spears.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy in there they had just had an interview with. I don't know what it was about. So I came in and he says, what are they interviewing you about? And I told him it was Bible prophecy. He goes, oh, that's a bunch of hooey, that last day's Bible prophecy stuff. That stuff ain't going to happen. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible predicts that there would be scoffers.
Oh, yeah.
In the last days saying, where is the promise of his coming?
And the scoffers are believers.
Yeah, a lot of times there's Christians, yeah.
Yeah, they're believers.
There was a couple of ladies that used to be here. I don't know what happened to them, but they used to be on this station. They used to ridicule me and you for being Pentecostal. Remember that?
I think so.
Those types never believe we're in the last days.
Oh,
you know?
No. Oh, no. No one wants to believe that.
Of course not. It makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, because you need to make some changes that people are not really willing to make in
That's
their
right.
life. You know, but, you know, they don't have to. They don't have to.
They can face the consequences.
They don't have to believe it, you know, and they just don't have to. They don't have to make any changes. They can keep on going like they're going, and they can keep on believing that, you know, things are going to remain the same because they've, you know, it's been over 2,000 years since Christ went to Calvary and died on the cross and was buried and rose again on the third day and ascended up to heaven after 40 days. That he was, you know, out of the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to believe it. They don't have to.
Yeah, but there's eternal consequences.
But they don't have to. Believe it.
No.
It comes down to people begging and pleading, but you don't have to believe it. I can't make you believe, you know, what the Bible says. I can't make you
That's
read
what
it.
I said, you know, when this person said she doesn't believe we're in the last days.
Right.
And I just don't believe that. There's too many nice people left in the world. I said, well, go ahead and believe what you want to.
And I don't feel like
arguing with you.
Right, and they do. People do believe. And when you talk about eternity, you're going to spend the rest of your existence somewhere.
Yeah.
For eternity. Right now, you need to make the decision where. You know, a lot of people don't believe there's a devil. A lot of people don't believe there's a hell, so...
These are the people that Jesus,
Hades.
You know, in Revelation says that all shall worship the Antichrist whose names are not written in the book of life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So if you're not born again,
you're
going to end up following the Antichrist, believing his lies.
Yeah. And they think, well, the vaccine is the Antichrist. You know that, right? That's out there, too.
How could that vaccine have anything to do with the Antichrist?
I don't know, but people are, you know, they use that as a scare tactic, and they just, like, babble, confusion. And I just pray that the Lord help us to come back to reality, give us back our right minds, so we will... pay, you know, closer attention to the things that are going on in the world today. Yes, the Antichrist is going to come, but according to what you just said, the whole world will follow him if their names are not written in the book of life.
That's right. Narrow is the gate, straight is the way, few there shall be that enter thereat.
And it says they're going to follow him.
Yeah.
You know, whether you take the vaccine or not, you're going to follow the Antichrist.
Well, wow. Maybe they're trying to say that the vaccine will make you more susceptible. But the Antichrist is not on the scene yet. You know.
Right.
He hasn't showed up yet.
No.
So how could the vaccine, you know, drug you enough to believe in him? I mean, you know, this doesn't make any sense.
No, it'll be a conscious decision.
Yeah.
It will be a conscious decision to bow.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be a conscious, known decision inside of you.
Right.
Which way to go with this.
Right.
And there'll be plenty of warning out there not to follow him. I'm sure of that.
True.
You know.
True. Okay.
And there's plenty of warning right now. Us sitting here talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And telling you that, you know, that a judgment just like in the days of Noah, Jesus said. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. You have these nice people who get married and go to picnics and, you know, they work their jobs and so on, but totally ignore God. You know, they may go to a traditional church, but, you know, they're a lot of times missing the Spirit. You know? So, you could say that they're nice. But then again, you know, if you get up in the morning and go to a Mormon church, they're always nice in there, and Jehovah's Witnesses are nice, other cults are nice. Are they? They're dragging your soul down into hell. Are they really nice? Well, not really. You know.
Well, we are responsible for our own salvation in a way, because God says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." So that means we're responsible for picking up the Bible and reading for ourselves.
Yes.
We really are. You know, we're responsible to answer the call of Christ, you know, because he's calling us. He's pulling on us. If you're not there, you know, he's doing it. The Holy Spirit is doing it.
Yes.
It's like he drew you and he drew me. He's drawing them too. But some people don't have time. You know, I'll do it later, or I'm not ready to change my life, or...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be called a hypocrite, you know, sitting up in the church and all that, because that's one of the titles that they've labeled, you know, the church as hypocrites. So God is calling, you know, people to come to him, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have to go to him either. You know, it's just, It's a decision that that eventually will have to be made, or you will suffer the consequences.
That's right. You know, I heard one guy say, how you end up as hell is just do nothing.
Right.
Just go along with the world and do nothing. And it's what an awful lot of people do.
But
and if you talk to them about Christ, you talk about these things that are coming, you're interrupting their comfort zone. That's what you're doing. They don't like that at all.
They don't understand.
And they just, oh, you're preaching too much. You're preaching at me too much. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't understand. It's rejecting. Rejecting yeah. Christ. And that there alone will doom you. If you haven't received him before you leave this world.
That's right.
It will doom you, you
it's
know.
It's like Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Right, absolutely. UFOs, that's your subject.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
UFOs.
I was going to talk about UFOs a little bit today because they are part of, I believe they're very much a part of the New Age movement. People who are so fascinated with UFOs quite often are visited by UFOs because Satan and his demons knows who's fascinated with UFOs, you know. And I was at one time, I did see a UFO though. So there is something out there, you know. One time when I was a kid, I don't know, I must have been about 7 or 8 years old, and I was playing skip rope with my friends over on Columbia Street. And there was this alley out back. So I heard, every time I would hear jets and stuff, I'd run out back to see them. And I heard something. Oh, I heard a jet. It was a jet that I heard. And I ran out back to see it, and it was gone. So I turned around and was headed back to play some more skip rope. And here came this great big giant white object, oblong object. And it was making a sound like, doot, 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 doot. It was extremely loud. Mm-hmm. And it flew over. It was a saucer shape, sort of. An oblong shape. And it went on down. It went on by, you know. I did see a little bit of a thing in the paper later on. When I went to the library a few years ago and looked for, see if anybody else saw it. Maybe it made it into the paper. And it did. There was a small article about it, about people who had seen this this object fly over. So there is such a thing as UFOs. The problem is, what are they? Who are they? And I've noticed that in reading about them a little bit, they appear fuzzy a lot of times in the pictures. And a lot of people say that the researchers say that the reason they're fuzzy is because they're ultra-dimensional, mm-hmm. you know. Well, if they're of Satan, then they could be ultra-dimensional too, you know. But I think a lot of this UFO stuff is Satan trying to distract people and get them interested in anything besides the gospel.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
But it's a fascinating subject because it just, you know, it's a lot more interesting than science discovering how to make a new hip replacement or something like that along
right.
those lines, you know, or how to fix broken bones better, you know. So they're looking for something more interesting than your everyday stuff, and that's why they get caught up in this UFO stuff.
Well, there's a program called Aliens, and they go way
yeah,
back
Ancient
up until,
Aliens,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Ancient Aliens. And they go up until today because they are still out there where Texas, Colorado, somewhere,
mm-hmm.
still got these. They've even opened up portals where the mm-hmm. spirits can come down or leave
yeah.
from the bottom up and go out. And it's to me, it's a scary thing because not only are we talking about it, we're not the only ones who believe in this supernatural type of
yeah.
thing, you know. And we hear people say, well, the supernatural is more real than the natural. Okay? And that may be true to a certain extent because these entities have been around since the beginning of time. Ever since they've
yeah.
been created, these beings have been around. Okay? So you may not be able to see them. then you hear people, oh, I see dark shadows and things walking around me and all that. So these things are real, and it's like, well, you don't have to believe that either. And that's true, and it's hard to believe.
Well, I have a lot of people tell me that they have a hard time believing there is even such a thing as UFOs. But hundreds of thousands of people have seen them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I believe they're demonic for the most part.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
why they're able to travel at super high speeds, and, you know, and especially the abductions, you know, are cruel.
Right.
You know, mean-spirited, so.
And the giants.
Yeah,
the giants that lived, you know, back in the day, and it's just so much.
I was trying to find something in a book that was written about them. He wrote a book called Cloud Eaters, which they were trying to find bones of the giants that lived during Noah's day. But you got to remember that right during that, they were destroyed by a flood. So bones and stuff like that would be... Those kind of fossils would be difficult to find, you know.
But they found some.
A few, maybe.
Yeah. Nephilim, if you look up Nephilim,
yeah,
they'll show you all those bones that they found. Giants 30 feet tall.
Where
and
is
stuff
this?
Like that. On Google.
Oh, okay. Might have known it.
It's called Nephilim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nephilim.
Those are the giants.
That were supposed to have been produced by these
right.
entities we're talking about, and women.
Well, you're talking about angels that fell during that time. I do believe those giants were produced by fallen angels.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the researchers say, no way, they were from another tribe somewhere.
30 feet tall.
That wouldn't explain why they were giants.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And would these angels be able to produce semen and eggs and all that stuff? And I say, well, if they're able to manifest themselves as humans, they would probably have all of their functions, I would think.
It's a scary thought.
But,
the thought I don't even want to contemplate in my mind. But like you said, even the Bible says that he can manifest himself as an angel of light also.
Yeah.
So... Why can't
that, you know, the Antichrist will not appear to be evil. He'll do a lot of good things, and he'll appear to be probably very handsome and very cordial.
Charismatic, yeah.
Have great manners, you know, just be Mr. Wonderful.
The angel of light is what, angelic, you know, this super being that, because he's the one that's supposed to... what you call inhabit the body of the Antichrist, you know. He's going to give the Antichrist his power, you know, and he's going to do his dirt. Yeah, this is between God and the devil. It's God and Satan. This battle is between them two, you know. And I don't want to be in it.
I don't either.
I won't be a part of it. Not at all.
We may not have a choice.
Yeah, and that makes me think of the thought for today. Eternal star, there is a part of you that is perfect and pure. It is untouched by the less than perfect characteristics you have acquired by living in a less than perfect world. This part of you is a still and eternal star. Make time to reach it, and this will bring you untold benefits. I didn't really understand that last sentence. You know,
what's that? Say that last
sentence. It says,
sentence again.
Make time to reach it, your eternal star, and this will bring you untold benefits.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't either. But we do have an eternal soul. Is that the right word? Our soul is eternal.
Yeah.
Even after we die, we live on.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to be, whether up in the bosom of Abraham or down in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so our soul is eternal. This is not the last stop. Life doesn't stop when we die.
A lot of people think it is.
Yes. It goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It does not stop.
I just wonder, you know, when I think about my neighbors being drug dealers... And I think, doesn't it ever cross their mind that there might be more to this world than what you see right in front of your nose? I mean, you would think, you know, with all the hallucinations and stuff that drugs produce, they would think that there's something more out there. Why would your mind come up with that stuff? You know, because it's very complex.
Yeah.
Our mind is like, you know, our body, it's fearfully made.
Wonderfully and fearfully made, absolutely.
And, you know, the more they look into it, it's like, they used to say that evolution happened and they would show this picture of a blob that was a living cell.
Right.
Well, they found out as microscopes got more and more sophisticated, they found out that these living cells are very, very complex. And it's very, very unlikely that they could have come about by themselves. There's too many complex parts moving in there.
There's so many things that have gone on since creation that we'll never understand. And we're, you know, because our mind is just too minute to wrap around God and the things of God and why he did what he did and why this battle is going on between good and evil.
Yeah.
Good and evil, you know, and this will go on until the climax of it, right? Till the end of it. We just want to be on the right side.
And you want to stay on the right side.
Yeah, because we know who's going to win the battle.
Yeah.
You know, our Creator will win the battle because he created Satan.
Oh, people get mad at God because he doesn't do things the way they want him to on their timetable.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because he knows the future. He knows what's best. You know, all things work together for good.
That's true.
But it's so hard to believe that when you're in a crisis or you're in facing the death of a loved one. You know, I saw this one thing about this guy that he hadn't gotten married. Finally, he got married, and it changed him for the good and everything. And he and his wife were in the car going to their honeymoon, and they got a flat, and they were out messing around with the tire and got hit by a car passing motorist, and it killed her.
Oh, my.
And this guy, he just went he became a hermit and never really came out of it, you know, because, and he was a Christian.
I'm sure that was devastating.
Oh, wouldn't it be, though?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you ever get over that? You know, you gotta.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow you have to move on, somehow. Mm-mm-mm. That's sad. But you just don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. One moment to the next.
Why don't we take a look at Job?
Yeah, lost everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's this guy that talked about, I wish I could remember the name of this book. I'm going to try to find it, but he was a minister, and he knew this guy that was writing a book about Job. And he said right after he got it almost done, everything went wrong in his life. In other words, he's trying to talk about something that he had never experienced. So God says, if you're going to write about that, you're going to experience it, you know, before you can get out there and tell other people about it.
Right.
And eventually he took his own book and took it out to a grill outside and burned it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to go through all that.
Wow.
But nobody wants to go through these terrible trials that we go through. Nobody wants to face hardships. But God uses those things, like the dirt of our life, to make you into the person he wants you to be. So you can be a great leader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of it does work together for your good, but it doesn't seem like it when you're going through those trials.
The good and the bad. Absolutely. I know. You're right about that.
We learn a lot more in the valleys than we do in the mountains.
Yes, but I hear. That's what I'm understanding. I know I did. The hard way. But it happened.
It
the
molds
hard
you.
Way. Yes, it does. It happened the hard way. Well, we're out of time. I have to close up the show. I would like to thank Jeff for coming, as
You're
usual.
Welcome. I always enjoy it.
Yeah. and for being a standby. I appreciate that very much. I would like to, this show has been supported by Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Supported by Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for Logos, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The last will be December, but this month, September, the day is the 18th. September 18th, it will begin at 12 noon and ends at 2 p.m. Mark your calendar. Share this information with someone else if you have no need of free produce. And we have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee, and they are located at LaRue, Ohio. Phone 740-262-0939. Okay, Monday and Tuesday, A Voice of a People airs from 4:15 until 5 p.m. Starting, I'll say this. Next Tuesday, we will be launching our new show, Singles, Choosing God's Best. That will begin at 5:15 until 6 p.m. here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I have two guests coming, a male and a female. They will be here if you would like to call in or be a part of the conversation. If you're looking for some wisdom or some tips about, you know, a new life with someone else, or even, you know, just learning some things of how to get along with other people, I'm sure you will enjoy this show. Again, that will air live next Tuesday. I think it's the 21st. And it will begin at 5:15 until 6 p.m. here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Okay, and don't forget Eternal Star. You will spend eternity somewhere when you leave this earth. And it doesn't have to be a doom and gloom thing. It could be a glorious thing, you know, and something that we don't want to look forward to death. Of course not. But know that you're going to the right place.
Yes.
You can have peace about that. Peace. Because, you know, no one knows where death is. We just
That's right.
do not know. And we pray for those of you who are listening. We pray that, you know, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, that you will, you know, go to a Bible-based church. And just enjoy the Word of God. Read your own Bibles if you have one. If you don't, buy one. It'll be worth all the time that you spend doing that. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Okay? Bye.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because